Country Club FM.
Almanac, Bob FM. It feels so good because I'm like Mel Sharples on Alice.
Right, order
calling,
up.
Calling up Flo, Alice, or Vera, the dingy chick, to come and get the order for the telephone repairman. What was his name? Henry, sitting there at the snack counter. So it's Almanac time, Bob FM. No Bob Almanac salutes here, but I just need to share more of my favorite Jerry Stiller bits. You know, he's just a comedic genius.
Yes. You think you can keep us out of Florida?
We're moving in lock, stock, and barrel. We're going to be in a pool. We're going to be in a clubhouse. We're going to be all over that shuffleboard court. And I dare you to keep me out.
Now that's from Seinfeld. How about a little more King of Queens?
Arthur, would you just hang up, please? Why should I? The man's conducting a political poll, and he has the right to speak to someone who's not an ignoramus.
Oh, yeah? If you're so smart, why don't you tell him that you live in my basement?
Why don't you tell him you're enormous?
Why don't you tell him that your total salary last year was $12?
That was after taxes.
Arthur, just stop talking, would you please?
Arthur Spooner and Frank Costanza will never forget you.
Oh,
Jerry
man.
Stiller. Today, Tuesday, May 12th, 133rd day of the year, we have 233 full and complete 24 hours left to go here in 2020. 1792, our patent of the day is a toilet that flushes itself at regular intervals. At some point in time, they realize, you know what? That isn't really that good of an idea. I mean, because there comes a time when the guy is eating too much cheese and he's not going to use the toilet and it's just flushing for no reason, Neil.
Right.
There's no reason for it to flush at regular intervals. It was more an as-needed, on an as-needed basis, probably. So the regular intervals, self-flushing toilet really didn't hit the market, really didn't make much of a dent.
That's good.
Until they did the automatic ones with the scanner. Until you're out of there.
Yes.
Those are handy. Mm-hmm. Unless you go to a bathroom where those don't exist and you forget. How many times have you walked away from a standard manual sink or urinal or toilet? And you expected it to flush or turn
or
off on its
off.
Own.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. I've done that a couple of times. I've done it here at Bob FM.
Yes, I walked into the bathroom here a couple of times and sink's running. I go, that's somebody, you get used to it.
Probably me. Now, our invention of the day is 1847. William Clayton invented the odometer.
Oh.
On this day. Keep track of miles. Now, at 1847, that would have been on your buckboard. Cars and automobiles were still decades away.
Right.
So, on your old buckboard or covered wagon, keeping those miles. You know, you got to know when you got to feed your horses. It's like changing the oil. Got to change the shoes and throw some oats there in the old feed bag. So, that's 1847. In the news, 1932.
Here is the patch of woods barely 4 miles from his home, where baby Lindbergh was found, his little body lying face downward in the underbrush, killed by those who kidnapped him.
Yeah, Bruno Hauptmann was the man who killed the kidnapped son of Charles Lindbergh. That baby's body was found on this date, a wooded area of Hopewell, New Jersey, in the underbrush, as our reader of that newsreel said, and he did a nice job on reporting. He really subdued it, did he not?
Yes.
It's a very subdued report from 1933. 1955, passengers crowded on the ride of the last ever L train. They weren't social distancing in 55. The trip took them from Chinatown to the Bronx. It was the last L train because New York City, they were going to gamble, and they were going to put all their money on the subway. So they're known for the subway, no longer the L train, which, as you know, means elevated
train.
So that's 1955, 1960.
Elvis, I tell you something, it was great. It was great, and I'm glad to see the Army hasn't changed it. Wasn't it great?
That's the first time I ever heard a woman screaming at a male singer.
Don't you remember me there, Charlie?
So Elvis made his return from the Army. His first appearance was on the Frank Sinatra special, and Joey Bishop there making fun of Frank, which Joey Bishop was known to do as a member of the Rat Pack.
Yep.
So Elvis and Frank, they each sang each other's songs on the show, and it was fun, and it was 1960. 1971, Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones married Bianca Perez Morena. Marrying, it was nice of him to marry a woman who was named after a breath spray. Right. And no, it was Banaka. I'm sure that's Banaka. This
slightly
is Bianca.
Different.
Bianca, 1971. Yeah. And on the same day that Mick and Bianca were married, Jerry Lee Lewis was divorced from his third cousin, Myra. Ooh,
yes.
They had been married 13 years.
Right.
They didn't think it would last. It lasted 13 years.
So she was 26 by then.
By that time, she had made it. She was finally able to vote. That was 1971. In 1972, you might remember this. The Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins played a 22-inning game that had to carry over to the next day. So this was the day that it started, and then they finished it the next day. It doesn't say here, and I didn't look it up, whether it was at County Stadium in Milwaukee or at Old Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington. Any recollections there?
I do recall it.
Brewers beat the Twins, by the way.
I don't remember. It seems like it might have been here. But
22 innings, 4-3 was your final. 1973, we've got a song that made it all the way up to number 92. So that's Martin Mull. Remember the, you know, the comedian, you know, Martin Mull. Dueling tubas. 1973 made it all the way up to 92. We thought it would do much better, I'm sure. I'm sure Martin Mull did.
I think it was mission accomplished, though. He got it out,
Those comedy albums from the 70s, you just can't beat them.
Nope, priceless.
So that was in 73. 1990, SNL.
Who the hell are you?
I'm the devil, Mr. Clay. Your guardian devil.
Hey, get out of my face, eh? Can you see I wish I'd never been born?
You have your wish, Dice Man. You've never been born.
Oh, yeah? I don't feel no different.
Well, you are. And so is the world.
Kind of a play on The Most Wonderful Life.
It's
a Wonderful Life. Yes. It's Andrew Dice Clay.
I don't remember that.
On Saturday Night Live, well, because they don't show it anymore.
Oh.
That was the controversial episode.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was on, and then Nora Dunn said she wouldn't perform, and Sinead O'Connor boycotted. And they kind of made fun of it at the beginning in the opening sketch with Andrew Dice Clay, 1990. He's a bit crude.
Yes.
And some people took exception to his material. And you don't, I don't even know if you can find that on Hulu or where they do their streaming. Luckily, we have our friends at YouTube to preserve television history.
Thankfully.
SNL used a time delay for the third time in their history. The other time they did it was Sam Kinison, and I don't know if they did it with, I don't know, it was George Carlin. I can't remember who it was, but they had done it three times. Maybe Richard Pryor. Oh, that was it. It was Richard Pryor, it was Sam Kinison, and it was Andrew Dice Clay. The Dice Man. Hickory, you know, the whole thing.
Yes.
Little Miss Muffet. He liked to take fairy tales and turn them in a different direction, Neil.
His thing.
As they say on American Idol, he made them his own, those fairy tales. Let's remember and get some words of advice from Mike Brady.
There is a famous old story about a man who had to get up and speak in front of some very important people, and he was petrified.
I'm with him.
Yeah, but a friend gave him some advice. He says, look, when you get up in front of those VIPs, you picture them sitting there in their underwear.
In their underwear? Mike, is that true?
Sure it is. Worked like a charm, too, because it made him realize that his audience was only human. I mean, you can't be very frightening in your underwear.
Unless you're Alice.
Well,
And that's what he was thinking. If the clip, they had to cut that out of the show. That was a line. Sherwood Schwartz put that in there, and they decided to take it. I think Sam the Butcher was the one who was offended by it. But Robert Reed died at the age of 59 on this date. Mike Brady, father on the Brady Bunch. 1992, 2002, at the Miami International Airport, Dionne Warwick arrested.
Oh, I remember that.
When baggage screeners found 11 marijuana cigarettes inside her lipstick container.
Who'd have thunk it?
No, so now we know why she kept asking people how to get to San Jose. She couldn't remember. She was high. She couldn't find her way to San Jose. In 2003 in Texas, a legislative, you've heard of filibustering.
Yes.
Well, in Texas, they took it to a whole different avenue and different length and heights here. 59 Democratic lawmakers went into hiding over a dispute with Republicans over a congressional redistricting plan. That was the state 2003.
Let's go on. They do things big there.
Let's go on to birthdays.
If you see me walking down the street,
so there is Dionne Warwick, yes. The already mentioned, the aforementioned, and on the piano is Burt Bacharach.
Maybe they're both high.
Baruch just, maybe that was Burt's stuff that was in her,
in her
lipstick container. But Burt Bacharach, well, he wrote almost all of Dionne Warwick's big hits, Walk On By, Alfie, Do You Know the Way to San Jose? Burt Bacharach is 92.
And all the movie soundtracks he was a part of.
Unbelievable. Hal David did the lyrics. Burt Bacharach wrote the music 92.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. You need a hand, I'm not going to show you this. I can help.
Big one-hit wonder for Billy Swan. This was number one pop, number one country.
Nice.
It would show to me good.
Yeah,
he is 78 today. Steve Winwood, 72. It seems like he's been around forever because he started when he was 13 years old.
Wow.
As the lead singer of the Spencer Davis Group, Gimme Some Lovin'. You know that song.
Oh, for sure.
72 for Steve Winwood. Neil, what time is it?
TV theme time, Jim.
The fans of Scarecrow and Mrs. King would remember this little theme here. Kate Jackson and Bruce Boxleitner. 70 today. Was he in Tron, too?
He might have been.
And he was married to Half Pint. Who's Half Pint, Neil?
The gal from Little House. We just talked about her.
Yeah, what's her name? You weren't listening. Bruce Boxleitner, happy 70th. Melissa Gilbert.
I knew it. I would have come up with it.
This is Billy Squire. People have to realize once you get into your 60s, your response time is delayed.
Oh, for sure.
So Billy Squire, 70, a lot of rocking hits from the 1980s. Big fan of
nice
Billy
haircut,
Squire.
Always
he's 70. Today he had the curls going. Yeah. Kix Brooks, we know what he sounds like. He's 65, Brooks and Dunn. How about Dave Christian from War Road?
Yeah, I know Dave.
Was a member of the 1980 Olympic gold medal team. You know, he led that team during the Olympic tournament in assists. He had eight helpers. Eight apples, as we call them. Eight dimes. He eight of them. Nobody had more than that. Dave,
and his dad and his uncle played on the 60 team.
You know it. And he is
Billy
celebrating
and Roger,
birthday number 61. Had a nice little NHL career, 15 years. And he played for the Minnesota Moose when they were here in the International Hockey League.
Very nice.
Christian hockey sticks, you've heard of those?
Very much so.
That's the family.
I worked
Christian
amongst them,
here today.
Remember?
You were there.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Technically, you were in Roseau, though, right?
Yeah. Spent a lot of time in Railroad, though.
You got to go back and forth.
Yep.
One has a Dairy Queen. The other one has a McDonald's. If you're going to flip-flop, you got to go to one or the other. Now, right. Ving Rhames is 61, big, low voice, and he knows and he tells us that Arby's has the meats. He's 61 today. Emilio Estevez.
District 5 Pee Wee Hockey Team. I'm Gordon Bombay. I'm the new coach.
That's not good when your players laugh at you.
Not really.
Right, so, dude, got the roster right here.
So yesterday we had Dr. Bombay. Today we have Coach Bombay.
Oh.
Did they go, Coach Bombay, emergency Coach Bombay, come right away? So Emilio Estevez is 58. Tootie, happy birthday. Tootie's 51.
Now, girls, not a word about this to anyone until we talk to Mr. Bradley.
There's going to be trouble.
Cameo from Mrs. Garrick. You know her as Tootie, Neil. Kim Fields. As long as I stay younger than Tootie, I feel young, because Kim Fields is 51.
Hey, can I ask you a question? How come you don't have any stories? I've got lots of them, and you don't have any.
Oh, I've got stories. Believe me, they're just a little bit more risque than Tales of Band Camp.
Oh, are they gross or something? Like guy stuff? Tell me.
Okay, you want a story? Here's a story. Stifler finds this beer.
Yeah, Stifler had an issue with some pale ale. That's Jason Biggs from the... Ever seen the American Pie movies, Neil?
Parts. Okay. Haven't seen the whole thing.
He was Jim. His dad was Eugene Levy.
I remember him.
In the movie, Jason Biggs, 42. Rami Malek.
I think it's beautiful.
It's almost perfect.
Almost.
Yes, give it more rock and roll.
Well, I'm always up for that, Fred.
Put your body into it.
He played Freddie Mercury in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. Neil, did you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
On the plane to Italy, and it was fabulous.
He did a great job. He didn't do any of the singing, but certainly he got the mannerisms down and the dancing.
Gosh, that was a good
movie. They had him watch, I think, Liza Minnelli to kind of get the motions, because Liza Minnelli was an inspiration for Freddie Mercury. He won the Oscar for that role. He's 32. You know Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yes.
Was supposed to play
Freddie
Mercury?
Oh, well, yeah.
He was originally, when they originally started talking about that movie a decade ago or so, they were going to, Sacha Baron Cohen.
I could see that.
From Talladega Nights.
Yes.
You know, he's Jean Girard from Formula 1. And he was a Borat, was and he was going to be Freddie
night.
Mercury.
Yeah.
All remaining systems will bow to the first order and will remember this as the last day of the Republic.
Neil has no clue what that is. It's from Star Wars, from The Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. It's General Hux, Donnell Gleeson. You know, he's one of the leaders in the First Order, Neil. This is in the last three movies.
Okay.
And a bit of a twist in the plot in the third one, The Rise of Skywalker. And, of course, in the spirit of no spoilers, it's a no-spoiler zone here on the Bob Almanac, always has been and always will be. We won't tell you about that twist in the ninth and final Star Wars saga movie. But Donnell Gleeson, who played General Hux, 37 today.
Got me on the edge of my chair now. Thank you very much.
Let me just say, those movies sold billions of tickets, Neil. You might want to look into it. Join the party.
I'm not alone, though, and not having watched them, I do believe that. And
you're
in
the minority.
I have no problem with those that watch it, that's for sure. But they should check out Gunsmoke. It was on for 20 years.
Okay. It was a good run.
Yeah. Nurse Florence Nightingale is on our Gone But Not Forgotten list. She's the mother of nursing. She really did it all. Born on this day, 1820.
Do you think her PPE was like back in the 1800s?
Not good. It was not strong. They just battled. It was impressive. What about Academy Award-winning actress, the great Katharine Hepburn?
She fell in love with me immediately.
Is that the way Norman got you, Ethel?
Don't be silly. He didn't get me at all. I won him in a contest. He was the booby prize. Has he got you cleaning those stupid fish?
That's right. He cleans the stupid ones. I clean the smart ones.
Oh, her and Hank Fonda.
Golden Pond. So good. She was in, I just saw her on Rooster Cogburn opposite John Wayne. They were great together.
Did she find a man with true grit?
She did, actually. Born on this day.
What did she do with that man with true grit? Did they get together?
Well, they had a special bond, that is for sure.
Kind of like Grizzly Adams and Ben the Bear?
Very similar. Katharine Hepburn was born on this day, 1907. Television newsman, Howard K. Smith. Born on this day, 1914. Do you have any Mary Kay products?
I used to sell it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Never did get the pink Cadillac, though.
Mary Kay Ash, the founder, was born on this day, 1918. He was a cheater. He was a spy, and it cost him everything. Julius Rosenberg, executed with his wife as spies, 1918. Tom Snyder, he smoked a lot, somewhat controversial, had a great laugh, and Dan Aykroyd does maybe a better Tom Snyder than Tom Snyder. 1936.
I don't know. Joe Piscopo had a pretty
good one.
Yeah,
he was good, too. Hall of Fame actor, comedian, more so, George Carlin.
In football, you get a penalty.
Baseball, you make an error. Whoops.
The object in football is to march downfield and penetrate enemy territory and get into the end zone. In baseball, the object is to go home.
I'm going home.
Talk about comedic genius.
A great bit between football and baseball. Yeah, I've seen it. That's really good. George Carlin, seven, you know, words you can't say on television, the whole deal, 1937. And he had his own style of talking and a fine catcher, Baseball Hall of Famer Yogi Berra.
Let's just say he was an American original.
He was, for sure.
What a profound concept. It's got a third less calories than I probably thought it didn't even have. And it's less filling than it would have been if it was more filling than they didn't want it to be. Plus, it tastes as great as you expect. Even if it had more calories than it didn't have in the first place. Think about that.
In other words,
yeah, let's think about that. My head's spinning.
Right.
As it normally is when Yogi Berra.
A yogiism. Yogi Berra, the great catcher, of course, caught the perfect game from Don Larsen in the World Series. He won quite a few world championships with the Yankees. Born on this day, 1925, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Behind all great championship teams is a great catcher.
No doubt.
Exactly. And when you come to the fork in the road,
take it.
Right, exactly. Let's take a look at this upcoming Bob-a-thon. We've got several songs lined up. Neil will guide you through it, much like Captain Kirk. Oh, that's a Star Trek reference. Do you get that?
That one I got.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
Would
that
you like
too.
To start out with Dwight Yoakam, Fast As You?
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Chesney, Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Dan Seals, another Dan Seals mention. England Dan singing Love on Arrival.
Yeah, we can go Dan Seals today.
Here we go.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1.